We got 3 years for 25. Yeah, for 2 years.
I don't know if he's dead or what. Give you something to do, Satan, in a moment.
Yeah, because I didn't have anything to do. I was just scrambling for some computer to labor over. This is like the Bible where they, it's just a list of names. Bobby Rathbone.
What the hell is she talking about?
Shelton, Wanda Ricker, Janelle Reed, she doesn't know.
Renee Lewis, Ronnie and Bonnie Sprouse, Clyde Ricker, brother Pedro Norton, James Siskin family, Rob Ellison, Louise Shelton.
You
want to
go get him a big Storm, Mac or something? Jean bring Ball, it back.
We have a computer Lund, to work on.
Diane Norwood, Mary Ann and Donnie Jones, Nellie Swanger, Shirley Hurst, Kenneth Hartzell, Edward Norton, Lynn
Edward
Hartzell,
Norton.
Robert
He's an actor.
Miles, Nene Hartzell, Dolores Pack, Shelby Harville, Bud and Annette Crumley, Rosemary Smith, Paula Evans, Sheila Burnett, Courtney Hope, Rusty Miller, Tommy Owens.
That's pretty good. I won $17 off a dollar, didn't you?
Yeah.
See, I can buy that man. So.
Yeah, but now you got enough to get more tickets. What if you, instead of buying a winning ticket, you've got that man something to eat? You could have gotten him so many more sandwiches if you won the lottery.
Yeah, but... Oh, hell. What's that? Another one on the corner?
Isabel, yeah, another hungry person?
Messer, Mary
well, at least they had sense Dixon, enough to get inside Burger King.
Well, that other guy was near Wendy's. He was closer to the Wendy's than this guy is to Burger King. What are you saying? That guy had no sense?
I don't know.
I bet that guy eats better than we do.
He didn't look like he'd missed a meal, did he? Roy, this fool we moved down in here, we went out, we stopped, oh, we've been here something, at a stop to Waffle House. There's a homeless man in there, he's pouring down the rain. He's sitting there counting pennies out for coffee. And we ordered, we got our food. I sat in there watching him. I took a bite, I could not swallow it. Watching him.
Yes, he was hungry. And then you got him a burger and you told him.
I told that nurse.
She was not a nurse. She was just a waitress.
To get it. And
coffee and a cheeseburger. Scarfed it down.
That's all he wanted. I told her not to tell him, you know.
You didn't get a basket of fries?
I don't what he got.
Cajun
I know.
Seasoning.
I told her to give him what he wanted.
Dude only wanted a burger.
Which Roy would have bought him someday, but Roy don't pay no attention to people and stuff like that.
Yeah. Look at this pillow halfway in the train.
Where? Oh, yeah. You'll take this service into your hands today. That may be full of money.
Or kittens.
The announcer that brings us on the hour from Sunday to Sunday. Lord, I pray today that you'll have mercy, Lord, upon them that's lost without you. Move.
That they would find a space of repentance and turn to you before it's too late. God, help me to stay as humble as I know how. And Lord, help me to always be the servant that you will have me to be. Bless each song that's sung and everything that's done, Lord, whatever's accomplished. I give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. We ask it all in your blessed name.
Now, see if I say, addict to the lottery, I'd make you stop again.
Hey, stop in right here. Let me get some tickets.
Yeah.
Hey, stop up here. I need tickets.
Watching the human train, riding the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly over the enemy.
Is that bait?
In the Lord's army. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
sorry, but Dan's not a hacker.
No. Could you bug a home phone, you know?
Very easily.
Yeah, I thought that, yeah. But not a cell phone.
Right. Lauren Rasnick's dad got out of child support and got custody of the kids by tapping his home phone and catching his wife in an affair. He recorded the calls and took it to court.
So it'd be easy. I know it'd be easy with the home phone.
Yeah, you can do it yourself. It's very easy.
But not a cell phone.
Phone directories in a building in New York that's got everybody's, you press the buzzer and you're buzzing their apartment.
Yeah.
You can tap those just like a phone system and learn enough about the building to case it and like break in within a day.
And that's done, I guess. Often.
Nah, it's probably not as often as our imagination.
We didn't stop at that damn Goodwill store.
Ah, shit, you wanna go back?
No.
Alright. It's only 3 miles.
Nah.
I'll turn around here if you want.
No, we'll go next time and get one.
another computer.
Say she won $400 off the dollar too.
Tell him it's mine.
Tell him what you want to buy.
And you will not believe what Linda got me.
You tell him, man. Say you done my old one that goes back.
Well, he would do that. He wouldn't care. But he won't believe you got me another computer.
Just go in and I'll say nothing. Just start working on me.
Yeah, you might not know this. I'm gonna go up to the camper and get that CD first.
You've got that little cord in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you install it.
Yeah. And I'll start doing the hamburger and the chili. Because it needs to cook a while so it'll be real good. Get that pepper and onion.
Saved password and transfer it to this new
computer.
So we don't have to go finding all the passwords again.
A lot of tongue sign, but I'll do the very best I can.
Church, amen. A glorious church. How about we need to be praying for our leaders. Amen. God said, not forget. I'm going to pray for your leaders. Amen. I pray for Israel. Amen. Amen, Israel. Amen, brother. If God don't kill the people, amen.
Skip this road, go to the next one.
I'm
going to
go around the bar and off. I'm drafted
in there to feed that cat.
Amen, I'm drafted in. I'm through by the Spirit of God and the divine of Christ. Amen. Thank God. I received an amen. I'm for a Savior. I'm for the living.
You have been listening to Reverend Roger Phillips of the Carson Springs Community Mission with the Living by Faith broadcast. Please address all correspondence to Reverend Roger Phillips in care of WLIK Radio, 640 West Highway 2570, Newport, Tennessee, the zip code 37821. And please join us again next Sunday at 4 p.m. with Reverend Roger Phillips and the Living by Faith broadcast.